Chapter 1. Illinois Driver's License. To drive legally in Illinois, a driver must have a valid Illinois driver's license. A driver's license is classified by the gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, of the operator's vehicle. A driver seeking a basic license to operate a car in Illinois is issued a Class D license. Holders of a Class D license also may operate rental vehicles up to £26,000 when transporting their own personal property or that of an immediate family member for non-business purposes within the state of Illinois. The driver is required and should be provided information to successfully complete a safety course regarding the safe operation of that vehicle from the rental company. A driver must meet special requirements to operate a school bus, religious organization bus, child care vehicle, vehicle used in for-profit ride-sharing or vehicle used for senior citizen transportation. Driver's license applicants should visit a local driver services facility or call the Safe Ride section of the Secretary of State's office at 217-782-7674. For procedures on obtaining a license to operate a motorcycle or commercial vehicle, please refer to the Illinois Motorcycle Operator Manual, the Rules of the Road for Non-CDL Vehicles or the Commercial Driver's License Study Guide, available at any Secretary of State facility or at www.cyberdriveillinois.com. For procedures on obtaining a temporary visitor driver's license, please refer to the Temporary Visitor Driver's License Quick Guide available at www.cyberdriveillinois.com. Age restrictions, drivers 16 to 21. Applicants must be at least age 18 to obtain an Illinois driver's license. The following exceptions apply. Applicants age 16 or the 17th of May receive their license if they successfully complete a state-approved driver education course, complete 50 hours of practice driving and pass the three parts of the driver's license exam. If a parent cannot accompany a minor to the facility, an affidavit consent for minor to drive must be signed by a legal guardian or a responsible adult over age 21. If the individual is a first-time Illinois driver's license applicant, is age 18, 19 or 20, and has never been licensed or completed an approved high school or commercial school driver education program, he, she must successfully complete a 6-hour adult driver education course through a Secretary of State certified adult driver education provider before obtaining a license. More information is available by visiting www.cyberdriveillinois.com. A driver under age 18 is not allowed to drive any vehicle for hire transporting property, for example, delivery persons, or any vehicle requiring a commercial driver's license. A driver under age 21 is not allowed to drive any vehicle for hire that is transporting more than 10 passengers, a commuter van, a religious organization bus, a school bus, a vehicle transporting senior citizens or a child care vehicle. Exemptions. Individuals may drive in Illinois without a valid Illinois driver's license if they meet one of the following circumstances. Have permanently moved to Illinois from another state or country and have a valid non-Illinois driver's license. The driver must obtain an Illinois license within 90 days or before his, her driver's license expires, whichever comes first. Are visiting or driving through Illinois and have a valid driver's license from their home state or country. Are an out-of-state student attending an Illinois college, university. They and their spouse and children may drive with a valid license from their home state or country. Are on active duty with the U.S. Armed Forces, they and their spouse and dependent children living with them may drive with a valid license from their home state. Are serving in the U.S. Armed Forces outside the United States, but are a legal resident of Illinois, they and their spouse and dependent children living with them may drive during the first 120 days of their return if they previously obtained a deferral of their driver's license. Are serving as a civilian employee for the U.S. Armed Forces or the U.S. Department of Defense outside the United States, but are a legal resident of Illinois. They and their spouse and dependent children living with them may drive during the first 120 days of their return if they previously obtained a deferral of their driver's license. Are employed by the U.S. government or a member of the U.S. Armed Forces. They do not need a valid Illinois license if traveling on official business and driving a vehicle owned by or leased to the government. Are operating a road machine temporarily on the roadway or farm tractor between the farm buildings and nearby farmland. Changing the name, address on an Illinois driver's license, ID card. An Illinois driver's license or ID card holder who has legally changed his, her name must apply for a corrected driver's license, ID card. This must be done within 30 days of the name change. The driver must provide documentation that links the new name to the name on the current driver's license, ID card and on file with the Secretary of State's office. The name displayed on the driver's license, ID card will be the full given name and surname as recorded at birth, at marriage, by the Social Security Administration or as otherwise established through legal action. A driver's license or ID card holder must notify the Secretary of State's office of an address change within 10 days of any move by visiting a driver services facility, visiting www.cyberdriveillinois.com, or writing to the Secretary of State, Driver Services Department, address change, 2701 South Dirksen Parkway, Springfield, Illinois, 62723. Driver's license or ID card holders will not receive a new document reflecting the address change unless they visit a facility, present acceptable documents to prove residency including a valid mailing address, and pay the appropriate fee. Document, ID requirements for driver's license, ID card. To receive an Illinois driver's license, ID card, applicants must provide acceptable forms of identification to prove their legal name, date of birth, social security number, residency and signature. Applicants should note the following. Signature comparison is required in the verification process. The number of documents required depends on whether an applicant is applying for a driver's license, ID card for the first time or requesting a duplicate or corrected driver's license, ID card. A person must provide a valid mailing address at the time of application. Applicants will be required to have a photo taken, surrender all other Illinois driver's licenses, identification cards, instruction permits, pass the appropriate exams and pay the appropriate fee. An applicant applying for a temporary visitor driver's license should refer to the Temporary Visitor Driver's License Quick Guide for document requirements. First-time Real ID compliant driver's license, ID card applicant. Applicants applying for a Real ID compliant driver's license, ID card for the first time, even if they already hold a standard issued driver's license, ID card, are required to present the documentation of the following. Proof of identity, including U.S. citizenship or lawful status. Proof of date of birth. Proof of social security number. Proof of signature, and two documents to prove Illinois residency. If an applicant brings identity documents with a name different from his, her current legal name, such as a certified birth certificate, he, she must bring additional documentation indicating the reason for the name change, such as a certified marriage certificate, adoption papers, etc. First-time standard issued Illinois driver's license, ID card applicant. An applicant applying for a standard-issued Illinois driver's license, ID card for the first time is required to present documentation of the following. Proof of date of birth. Proof of social security number. Proof of residency, one document, and proof of signature. One document may satisfy more than one group. Those applying for a disabled ID card must also present a form entitled Application for an Illinois Person with a Disability Identification Card. This form must be properly completed and signed by a medical professional. Duplicate, corrected driver's license, ID card. An applicant applying for either a duplicate or corrected driver's license, ID card is required to present documentation of the following. Proof of date of birth. Proof of social security number. Proof of residency if the applicant is requesting an address change to appear on the document, and proof of written signature. An applicant requesting a change in name, date of birth, social security number or gender must provide identification to link the change from the previous information to the new information. An applicant under age 60 whose license was stolen must present a police report to receive a duplicate driver's license, ID card at no cost. Persons over age 60 do not need a police report for a duplicate driver's license, ID card at no cost. Driver's license, ID card renewal. About 90 days before the license expires, An Illinois driver should receive a renewal notice from the Secretary of State's office with information on what documents must be provided and what tests are necessary. The driver may renew the license up to 1 year before a 2 or 4 year driver's license expires. A driver may renew up to 6 months before a 1 year driver's license expires. Drivers may not receive a renewal notice if they fail to notify the Secretary of State's office of a change of name or address. It is the driver's responsibility to renew the license before expiration, regardless of whether a renewal letter is received. A driver's license is valid for 4 years and expires on the driver's birthday except in the following cases. Drivers under age 21. License expires 3 months after their 21st birthday. Drivers ages 81 to 86. License valid for 2 years. Drivers ages 87 and older. License requires annual renewal. Drivers holding a temporary visitor driver's license expires in 3 years or upon the expiration of immigration documents. Information on renewing and a list of acceptable documents for a temporary visitor driver's license are available by referring to the Temporary Visitor Driver's License Quick Guide or visiting www.cyberdriveillinois.com. Standard renewal. To renew a driver's license, applicants must visit a driver services facility and present their current license, ID, and renewal notice. Take the appropriate exam, if applicable. Pay the appropriate fee and have a new photo taken. Applicants renewing a current Illinois driver's license or ID card that does not require name or address changes must only present their current valid driver's license or ID card. If applicants do not have their current driver's license or ID card or changes are required, they must present documentation of the following. Proof of date of birth. Social Security number. Proof of residency. If the applicant is requesting an address change to appear on the document, 2 documents for real ID applicants and 1 document for standard issued applicants, and proof of written signature. If the applicant holds a real ID compliant document but is not a U.S. citizen, the process for renewal is the same as if the applicant were applying for a real ID document for the first time. All original documentation must be presented at the driver services facility to prove his/her identity. Upon payment and successful completion of any required testing, the Secretary of State will issue a temporary, secure paper document, which is valid for 90 days and should be used as the document for driving purposes and proof of identification. After a review and verification of documents, a permanent driver's license or ID card will be printed at a centralized location and mailed to the applicant, usually within 15 business days, to the address provided by the applicant at the driver services facility. Driver's license and/or ID cards will not be delivered by the post office if there is a forwarding order or any type of hold on mail service for the address provided by the applicant. If applicants do not receive the permanent driver's license or identification card after 15 business days of visiting a facility, they can check the status at www.cyberdriveillinois.com or call 217-782-7044. Safe Driver Renewal. The Safe Driver Renewal Program enables certain drivers with a clean driving record to renew their driver's licenses from home and visit a driver services facility only once every 8 years. An eligible driver will receive a notice in the mail detailing how to complete the renewal process online, by phone or by mail. To be eligible for Safe Driver Renewal, a driver must be ages 22 to 74. Not hold a commercial driver's license, CDL, or school bus driver permit. Have no traffic infractions, sanctions, crash reports or medical report review requirements, and have Social Security information verified through the Social Security Online Verification System. Note: Real ID compliant applicants, who are not U.S. citizens, are not eligible for Safe Driver Renewal. Penalties for driver's license, ID card fraud. Persons are subject to arrest, possible imprisonment of up to 5 years and a 12-month suspension or revocation of their driving privileges for the following offenses. Signing a driver's license, ID card application that includes false information. Presenting false identification for the purposes of obtaining a driver's license, ID card. Using a fictitious or unlawfully altered driver's license, permit. Presenting another person's driver's license, ID card as their own. allowing another person to knowingly use identification documents to apply for a driver's license, ID card using their name. Medical report. When applying for a driver's license, applicants will be asked about any physical or mental conditions that may potentially impair their safe operation of a motor vehicle or any medications, prescribed or over-the-counter, drugs or alcohol that may impair their driving ability. In certain instances, applicants must provide a medical report completed by a licensed physician verifying their medical ability to safely operate a motor vehicle. The report must be presented to the driver services facility personnel within 90 days from the date the physician signs it. The form is available at any driver services facility or at www.cyberdriveillinois.com. If a driver develops a medical condition that is likely to cause a loss of consciousness or any loss of ability to operate a vehicle safely, she must notify the Secretary of State's office within 10 days of becoming aware of the condition. Failure to do so may lead to cancellation of the driver's license and driving privileges. Driving records, abstracts. The Secretary of State keeps records of the traffic violations and crashes accumulated by a driver while licensed in Illinois. If Illinois drivers are convicted of a traffic violation while driving in another state, the offense will be included on their record. If drivers are not a resident of this state and convicted of a traffic violation in Illinois where immediate action is required, a record will be established for them in Illinois, and the traffic violation also will be reported to their home state. Illinois drivers may purchase a copy of their driving record at select driver services facilities. To locate a facility, a driver may visit www.cyberdriveillinois.com and click on Facility Finder. Driving records, abstracts also may be obtained by submitting a written request to Secretary of State, Abstract Unit, 2701 South Dirksen Parkway, Springfield, Illinois, 62723. The request must include the driver's full name, date of birth and driver's license number, along with the appropriate fee. The person requesting the driving record must provide proper identification. Driving abstracts may not be purchased online. Non-driving programs related to the driver's license. The Secretary of State's office is required to ask certain non-driving related questions during the driver's license, ID card application process. Among these are Illinois Organ, Tissue Donor Registry. Applicants age 16 and older will be asked to join the registry. More information on the organ donor program is available by visiting www.lifegoeson.com or calling 800-210-2106. Veteran designation. A veteran designation may be placed on the face of an Illinois driver's license, ID card at the request of the card applicant. At the time of application, the applicant must provide proof of an honorable discharge from any branch of the U.S. military or retirement from the U.S. military or show service as a reservist or member of the National Guard. More information is available by visiting www.cyberdriveillinois.com or calling the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs at 800-437-9824. Voter registration. A person applying for a standard driver's license, ID card will be informed if he/she is currently registered to vote and if so, at what address. If he/she is not registered, the person will be asked if he/she wishes to register to vote or to update his/her voter registration address. The application will be electronically transmitted to the Illinois State Board of Elections. A person applying for a Real ID compliant driver's license, ID card and who has provided proof of U.S. citizenship will be advised that his/her driver's license, ID card application will also serve as an application to register to vote, and the information will be electronically transmitted to the Illinois State Board of Elections, unless the applicant opts out of voter registration. The Board of Elections will forward voter registration applications to the appropriate local election authority. A temporary visitor's driver's license applicant is not eligible to register to vote. Selective service. Federal law requires all males ages 18 to 25 to register with the Selective Service System. The signature on the driver's license, ID card application of any qualifying male certifies that he has registered or, if not already registered, authorizes the Secretary of State's office to submit his information to the Selective Service System for registration. Emergency contact database. Illinois driver's license, ID card holders may register with the Illinois Emergency Contact Database. The program allows a person to provide emergency contact information for law enforcement or emergency responders in the event of a crash or emergency situation. Individuals registering may also provide information concerning disabilities or special medical needs. More information is available by visiting www.cyberdriveillinois.com.